It is always a very sweet thing, beautiful thing to be able to speak of our Blessed Lady. It's even more, a more beautiful thing. We speak of Our Lady at Fatima, which is the apparition which gave birth, as it were, to this Day of Mary that we are now holding. It comes from an experience held that occurred at Fatima by the founder, starter of A Day with Mary. And also in a friary, entitled to, dedicated to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And we might ask at this point, what is there between these two apparitions that are so similar, the same? Well, of course, the answer should actually be quite obvious. It's the same lady, it's the same mother, and the key word is mother. She is the mother, first of all, of our Lord, the mother of God. She carried him once in her womb. She is the mother of God, the mother of our Lord, the one who gives all of us life, eternal life. And therefore, she is also the mother of all of us all, every one of us. She is the mother of us all, especially, of course, after our baptism. When we have become children of God, we are children of our Blessed Lady as well. That's why she's also known as Mother of the Church. And I repeat, that's the key word, because that's what comes out in, well, all of her official apparitions, all of the apparitions of Our Lady, is that she is the mother. And she has come to exercise her motherly care over all of us. We see that starting with Our Lady of Guadalupe, which was probably the first officially approved apparition of Our Lady. There are many throughout the centuries, but that's probably one of the most oldest, one of the oldest ones. But she, what did she ask for at that apparition? She asked for a chapel to be built where she appeared on Tepeyac Hill so that she could extend the graces to the people that she had to offer, that she could extend her motherly help to anyone who would come there and seek her help. And there were converted 8 million people in a very short period of time. She asked for the same at Fatima, of course, that a chapel be built there at the site of the apparition. In most cases now you have a great basilica there. Actually, you have two basilicas in Guadalupe, but anyways. But she asked the same there. She came to bring her motherly care. You see, she continues to exercise that care to all of us to the end of time. In a sense, she repeats what she repeated to Juan Diego. Am I not your mother? Are you not under the shadow of my wings? Are you not in the crossing of my arms? See, she is seeking the very same thing that our Lord came to earth to bring us, eternal life for all of us, our salvation. Now let us fast forward a little bit to Fatima. What did she do at Fatima? Yes, she asked for that chapel, but she also, because she wanted to exercise her motherly care, but she also asked for something else that would be the way and means for us to achieve our salvation. It's more a continuation of what our Lord has already asked us in the gospel. It's nothing short of the gospel. That's what it is. And what did our Lord ask of? It's the same thing Our Lady asked of at Fatima. We could say as Lourdes as well. But what did our Lord say? Over many times, actually. Take up your cross and follow me. Follow me. And what was his example? It was the cross. It was penance. It was sacrifice. That's what Our Lady asked for. Prayer and sacrifice at Fatima. Now, she was asking, there was something else in particular here too as well. Because at this point, by the time she appeared at Fatima, there was already a strong devotion to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. But she also asked now for the spread of the devotion to her Immaculate Heart. You see, they go together. You don't separate the heart of the mother from the heart of the son. And that specifically she asked at Fatima. Well, she actually, how did she present that to the children? She said, God wishes to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart. Excuse me. So it is actually God who was asking that. And she was the instrument. She was the one come to ask for that devotion for God. You see, she is ever united to him. So doing her will is doing his will. Doing the will of the mother is doing the will of the father. And that is precisely what she asked for. Pray the rosary every day. And she said that in every apparition, all of them, all the way through October, every one of them. Pray the rosary every day. And she asked for prayer and sacrifice for the conversion of sinners. Now the children, all seeing also how afflicted the mother was, Our Lady was, how sad and sorrowful she was at the sins of the people, sought also to console her Immaculate Heart and that, of course, of her, the Sacred Heart of her Divine Son. And also in particular, this also came out very much in the apparitions, for the Holy Father who had so much to suffer. There are several elements that come together here, all presented in the Gospel and again represented here at Fatima. I'll try to recall the phrase that I just read, I think even only last night, but anyways, with the Pope to our Lord through Our Lady, with Peter to Jesus through Our Lady. Peter meaning the church, Peter being the first pope, the church. So that everything that is done through the church, under the church, the grace of through the church. That's why she had called for the collegial consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, to indicate that this was an act of the entire church pleading through this consecration for that conversion of the world. Conversion of Russia specifically, who it was she told would spread her errors. But meaning also that the whole world comes together, the whole world, to seek. That is, under the mantle of her mantle of Our Lady, to arrive at our salvation, to achieve our salvation, union with God. So it was to express that unity of the church, all of us together, everyone, that she sought for it that way. With Peter, to Jesus. So we all seek to unite ourselves with Jesus through her Immaculate Heart, through Our Lady. All of the graces come from her, through her. They come from God. God is the source, but they're all come through her. If we achieve our salvation, it's through her, whether we realize it or not. And it is all of us together under the banners that were of the church. You see? And so what Our Lady was presenting here was nothing more than the Gospel, as it's all presented to us. If we read the Gospel, we'll see it all there. And one of the other key factors I should not neglect to mention, it is also very Eucharistic, because there is our Lord present in the Eucharist. When the three children were prepared for this apparition by the angel, he came and brought them the Eucharist. If you read the account of that apparition, the first apparition of the angel to of the angel to the three children before Our Lady came. And he gave to Lucia the bread, the host, and to the other two, Jacinta and Francisco, the precious blood. But he communicated them. And they were to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. You see? In fact, he taught them to do it prostrate on the ground with a prayer to the Trinity, which we recite. We'll be reciting, actually, with the benediction. Those prayers came to us from Fatima. A way of honoring and reminding ourselves of this great mystery, the Blessed Trinity and the Eucharist. That mysterious but true, real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist. And the respect, great respect we should have, and the worthiness with which we should receive him, and the great love we should have, and that will help us grow as we receive him worthily in the Eucharist. And that we can come to him and adore him anytime, wherever there is the Blessed Sacrament, and pour out our needs to him. So we see here that union, that the whole thing, the whole gamut of our doctrine, really, the whole doctrine that Christ has presented to us in the gospel comes out here. That is what Our Lady came to bring all of us, because that is how we achieve our salvation. That's what she came to bring us. She exercises her motherly care over all of us to bring us precisely to that union with her divine Son, which he, of course, experiences continually. Let us seek then that same respect, regard for the Blessed Sacrament, for the Eucharist, that same, we should treat him with such awe. It is an awesome thing if you really stop to reflect and think of it. Our Lord himself present in the Blessed Sacrament, always, continually. To seek to receive him respectfully, worthily, in continual prayer, and bring Our Lady, Blessed Lady, with you always. Have her help you. Ask her to help you to receive him worthily always. To seek him always, worthily, as she does. Of course, she is ever present with him now. But it is said that our Lord remained in her after each communion until the next communion in the Eucharistic species, remained with him, with her, while she was still alive on earth. Ever present. Seek to always remind ourselves of his ever watchful presence over us. He's there always, and we can turn to him at any time and pray, and to our Blessed Lady, and we should throughout the day, just remind ourselves of their presence and their ever watchfulness over us, and to tell them just how much we love them too. And to give ourselves back at prayer and sacrifice, you see? And it will take great sacrifice to be able to give ourselves that completely, that our love completely back to God. We have to give up even our free wills to do it. It is a sacrifice. And why would we not want to offer whatever little sacrifices we can offer each day for the conversion of sinners? And we all need that conversion. We all fall. We have to turn back again, you see? That's conversion. That's what is meant here by conversion. We need that. All sinners, all of us do. Why should we not all want to be happy with our Lord in heaven and want everyone else to be happy with our Lord in heaven? And if we truly love God as he loves us, we can never reach the heights of that love, but we can certainly love in return. The more we do love, the more we will want to share it. So we pray and sacrifice for them, for ourselves and for everyone else. You see, that's what our Lord is asking for, Our Lady was asking for. And that's what she asks of every one of us. It's nothing less than taking up the cross and following our Lord. It's nothing less than doing exactly what Our Lady told the stewards at the wedding feast. Do whatever he tells you. Take up the cross and follow him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.